I was absolutely petrified for my year abroad, especially because I knew that my Portuguese wasn't quite up to living abroad standard. So I was terrified. I was actually shaking on the plane as we flew over. But you get out there and you just get on with it. And within, I would say, 2 days, I was as happy as I had ever been, because I was in this beautiful city where everything's so much easier than you expect it to be. It is very much like you move to Southampton as a fresher and you set yourself up in a new city there. It is the same thing. And yeah, you've got the language barrier, but it's not as big an issue as you think it's going to be, because you can always make yourself understood. And I found, especially with the Portuguese, that they're so happy that people are learning their language. The Portuguese would hate me for saying it looks very similar to Spanish, but it just sounds completely different. It's got more of a kind of nasal sound to it. It's quite easy to learn, actually, once you get going with it. It's fairly easy to pick up. It just sounds quite odd. When you first start learning it, it all sounds just like one long word. And then the more you pick it up, the more you can actually distinguish between the two and you can get the sounds. So the fact that we would go out there and instead of saying, "Hi, do you speak English?" we were trying to do it. They would go out of their way to help you. It's really scary. But you just love your year so much that it's worth it. It's a really quaint city. Right next door to a really old historical building will be the most modern building in Lisbon. It's quite weird to get used to seeing all of that. And then the culture itself is so different. Everybody's out on the streets more and sitting in cafes and chatting. And you spend your day outside. You don't spend it in your house, even if you've got nothing to do. You go and you're outside with people. It was really good.
And you quickly made friends?
Yeah, you do. When you first get there, they do like a meeting for all of the foreign students who have come in to kind of tell them where's what in the uni. And it's with all the other Erasmus students. So I met all the English people who are out there, along with the Spaniards and Italians and everything. So you end up with not just a load of Portuguese friends, but friends from different languages as well, which is really good, because for me, I do Spanish as well, so I could practice my Spanish with them as well. You don't really realise you're doing it until, like, a friend comes out. Or I kind of noticed it when my parents came out. My mum came out with me when I first came, and I was really struggling to say simple things like straight on or stop here. And then all of a sudden I was able to get into a taxi with my mum, and I was having a conversation with the taxi driver, and you could kind of see through other people that you were picking up, and you didn't really realise. But obviously you're just so immersed in it that every little thing you're learning something new. So really, it kind of comes as a shock when you come back and you can speak a language that you couldn't when you went out there. It's really good.